It had been months since I'd last seen him. I had been fairly certain he'd looked into the pages of my diary when I had stepped away. His absence only confirmed my suspicions. On the one hand, I felt betrayed. Yet on the other, a bit relieved. I no longer had to worry and wonder. Now I knew that he knew, and I had my answer. He had chosen never to speak to me again after reading the sick and twisted words for himself, and it was my own fault. I never should have committed pen to paper if I didn't want to one day shoulder the possible consequences those thoughts carried, no matter how remote the possibility of discovery had seemed at the time. I jogged through the neighborhood at sunset, upbeat music blaring in my ears as I tried to erase the day from my brain and settle into the rhythmic thwop of foot hitting pavement. I turned a corner and spotted him working in a yard, the delicious Mr. Blonde of diary fame, working alongside he whom I affectionately referred to in my diary as Mr. Black, the dark-haired Adonis of my dreams. Dying rays slanted across the lawn, casting him at once in a brilliant halo of gold, and dark streaks of growing shadows. The thought of turning down a back lane and darting out of sight before he noticed me shot through my mind, but as he turned suddenly, we locked eyes. I slowed to a stop, unsure of whether to raise my hand in greeting, or melt into a puddle of shame. He shook his head, breaking the spell, then stalked off behind the house. I couldn't blame him. I wouldn't want to look at me either. I stepped beneath the hot water and let the shower wash it all away. I reveled in the sting of the sharp spray as it numbed the fatigue in my tired neck and shoulders. I reached for the plain white bar of soap and hesitated. If I ever needed a bit of pampering, it was now. So instead I reached up and grabbed the expensive little bottle of purple shower gel reserved for first dates and special occasions. I squeezed a little onto my loofah, bringing it up to my nose, inhaling the sweet, calming scent. I scrubbed away the stress and the sweat, enveloping myself in a cloud of lavender and vanilla bubbles. The microwave beeped, and I removed the steaming mug of water. I ripped open a tea bag, dropping it into the water, the overwhelming scent of peppermint immediately filling my nose as I made my way to the couch. Dressed in the soft pink tank top and sleep shorts I usually wore to bed, I shivered as the AC kicked on, cooling the house down for the night. I pulled the ever-present Afghan blanket from the back of the couch, down around my bare shoulders, and snuggled against the chill as I flipped through TV channels.
More about gel coat.
I finally settled on an episode of some makeover show, trying to pass the hours left until bedtime. I was awakened by a heavy knock at the door. I thought perhaps I'd dreamt it as I looked around the room, bathed only in the flickering light of the television. I looked at the clock. It was 1:15. I sat up, my brain still fuzzy with hastily interrupted sleep. I nearly jumped out of my skin when the heavy knock sounded again. I stumbled to the door, flipped on the porch light, and peered out of the peephole. There was no one there. I turned the light off and stood alone in the silence. After several moments of quiet, I decided it must have been a dream. I turned and screamed as I came face to face with an intruder in a black ski mask. He wrapped his hand around my mouth, muffling my cries. I struggled against him, managing to land a good blow of the elbow into his stomach, but he didn't release his vice-like hold. Come help me, he yelled. A second intruder entered from the kitchen, grabbing my kicking feet. The adrenaline coursed through my veins like liquid fire. As if on autopilot, I tried to fight back, wiggling and squirming. Should we tape her mouth? The second one asked. No, I have plans for it, the first one replied. His hand pinched my nose, cutting off my air entirely, and I really began to panic. Be still, or I'll let you pass out, he growled in my ear. What choice did I have but to comply? They walked me over to the first room just off the hallway, the guest room, and they tossed me across the cheery yellow comforter of the little twin bed. The second one climbed on top of me, straddling my torso. His overbearing weight pressed me down into the bed, making it difficult to breathe. The first one wrestled a half-used roll of duct tape from his jacket pocket. Flip her over, he instructed the second one as the ripping sound of the tape coming off the roll cut through the early morning quiet of the house. And he did, pulling my wrists behind me and holding them together as the first one bound them behind my back with the tape. Grabbing hold of my upper arms, the second one pulled me up to my knees, my back to his chest. He reached around, yanking the straps of my tank top down my shoulders and exposing my breasts. My nipples peaked in the air conditioning. I think she likes it, the second one said, laughing. And I recognized the voice. It was Mr. Blonde. The fear inside relaxed a little, but now my heart was racing for an entirely different reason. The first intruder, who could be none other than my dreamy Mr. Black, knelt on the bed. He lowered his head, gently sucking one nipple into his warm, wet mouth, and I sighed. That sigh quickly turned into a moan as a hand skimmed up my bare thigh and beneath the hem of the sleep shorts. She's not wearing any panties, Mr. Blonde announced, and I could hear the heat in his voice. Just like a good little slut, Mr. Black replied, switching his attention over to my other nipple. My voice caught in my throat as a thick finger slowly pushed inside of me. She's already wet. Just like I like 'em, Mr. Black replied before lightly biting down on my nipple. My back arched, pushing my breast against his face, against the scratchy fabric of the ski mask. I rested my head against Mr. Blonde's shoulder, and he kissed my neck, his teeth nipping my soft skin as his finger teasingly moved in and out and in and out and back in again. My knees began to weaken. I felt myself leaning against him more and more for support. I heard the whimpers, the quiet pleas, before I realized I was even making them. I think she's ready, said Mr. Black, stepping back. And in no time I found myself spread across the short length of the bed once more, this time on my back, my arms still secured beneath me. I looked up into Mr. Black's eyes as he stared down at me, smiling. He leaned over me, reaching to brush a stray strand of hair off of my face. Hold on tight, naughty girl, he whispered just for me to hear, and winked. He straightened up once more, his hand going to his belt. I felt my shorts slide off and looked down. Mr. Blonde was kneeling on the floor at my feet. He pushed my thighs open, and I squirmed, not from fear, but anticipation. I heard the sound of Mr. Black's zipper, just as I felt the liquid warmth of the other's mouth. When Mr. Blonde slid his fingers inside me again, my back arched off of the bed, and my mouth fell open, gasping for a breath I couldn't seem to catch. It was then I felt the tip of Mr. Black's hardness against my lips. As turned on as I was, I eagerly stretched up, enveloping the silken firmness between my lips. I felt no small amount of satisfaction when I heard his groan of pleasure. His hips thrust forward, pushing his cock fully into my mouth and down the back of my throat, and I tensed up. Sensing my hesitation, he held still for a moment, allowing me to grow accustomed to the invasion. My body relaxed, and I could breathe again. His hips began to move, slowly at first. Mr. Blonde hit a sensitive spot, and I moaned deep within my throat. I noticed Mr. Black's eyes flutter, and then his pace quickened as he grabbed my head and fucked my throat. I continued the noise, the vibrations obviously pushing him towards the edge. Ah, hell! He growled as he yanked the ski mask off, and I could fully see his face. The tightness in his jaw as he held himself back. Then he stilled, putting his hand lightly around my neck, his thumb resting over the front, beneath my chin. And I realized he could feel himself moving inside my throat as he returned to the slower pace. We locked eyes, held in each other's gaze for a few moments, when my orgasm blindsided me out of nowhere, fireworks exploding behind my eyelids. My body still quivered with the aftershocks before I realized my mouth was empty. I heard the rip of a condom packet, and before my knees had stopped shaking, the deep thrust of a hard cock filled my pussy. I opened my eyes to find they'd switched places, and Mr. Black was now between my legs, fucking me senseless. Mr. Blonde stood over me, his thick, hard cock in his hand, poised to take Mr. Black's place in my mouth. He too had removed his ski mask by now. "Good one, huh?" he asked, a smug smile on his face as he swiped the back of his hand across his glistening lips and chin. "Yes," I managed, between gasps as the force of Mr. Black's thrusts were, quite literally, knocking the breath out of me. "Show me how grateful you are," he demanded, and I eagerly swallowed his cock as well, licked along his shaft, sucked the head, determined to make him come for me like I had for him. He reached forward and played with my nipples as I sucked him, rolling them and pinching them between his fingers. It was in no time that my body tensed up, just before a second orgasm rolled through me, and the moans tore through my throat with a vengeance. I felt Mr. Blonde's fingers clench around the flesh of my breasts as he experienced his own, unloading his hot cum deep in my throat. His hips twitched, and I could hear him suck in a breath as the muscles in my throat massaged his sensitive cock as I swallowed, before he gently pulled out and flung himself across the bed, exhausted. "Ah, fuck yes," I heard Mr. Black hiss between clenched teeth as he came while my pussy continued to spasm around his cock, his body bucking against mine before collapsing his weight on top of me. The three of us lay gasping in the silvery moonlight, spent. When I awoke the next morning to the sunshine streaming through my bedroom window, I bolted upright in bed. I was alone. I looked beneath the covers. I was dressed in my pink tank top and sleep shorts. Had it all just been a dream? I threw the covers back and ran into the living room. Everything was just as I had remembered. The warm Afghan bunched on the couch, a half-drunk mug of tea. But nothing was amiss. Confused, my brow furrowed. It had all seemed so real. I started to turn away when I heard the sound of a lawnmower start up. I raced to the front window to see them, both working in the yard at a house across the street. It did happen. Didn't it? I walked on the short hallway to the guest room and nudged open the door. Everything was neat and tidy. The cheerful yellow comforter was free from any wrinkles or signs of any sort of activity. I sighed, amazed that I could have had a dream that was so vivid and that seemed so real. Just as I began to close the door, something caught my eye. I walked over to the bed and knelt down, looking under it. A black ski mask lay on the floor.